Hey friends, welcome to the podcast. I hope you're doing well today. I hope you're feeling good. I want to bring it up to you that if you want more solo podcasts, I know a lot of people like these, so there's more of them. If you go over to CoreyAllen.com/Patreon, that's a platform where you can go check out a lot more solo podcasts. You can check out, there's guided meditations I put up there every month. There's Q&As. There's all sorts of good stuff over there. Also, my newsletter, you can check that out. Come join tens of thousands of people that subscribe to Clarity with Corey. And then also, you know, rate and share this podcast if you like. I would appreciate that. Help get it out there to more humans and animals, I suppose. You could play this podcast for your dog. I wouldn't be against that. Yeah, do that, and I appreciate it, and thank you very much. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about, it's one of my favorite ideas that I've come up with over the years, and it's sort of a weird one, and maybe that's why it's one of my favorites, you know. It's, you know, we have this idea, or before I hop into this, let me say, it's ultimately how we can use, just a high level view of this, it's how we can use our things that don't work out as actually great advantages for us. So just to define what I'm about to talk about here, like an actual real podcaster. So basically, whenever we get this plan or this idea of how we want things to go in life, maybe it's a goal that we want to meet, maybe it's a certain outcome in a situation, whatever it is, we create this story in our mind about, like, all right, here's what I want to happen, and here's what's going to happen. And we start working towards that, and that's great. But the reality is that our relationship with the world is a collaboration. If everything that we thought of was simply turned into reality and our life was a succession of green lights, that wouldn't make a lot of sense if you actually think about it. Because we have to, you know, conceive of our goals, conceive of our ideas and our approaches and our strategies to life. And then we try and make them come alive in the world. But the thing is that whenever we try to make them come alive in the world, we then have to collaborate with the shape of the world to kind of bring these things into existence. And what that means is that things won't always work out the way that we imagine, because they simply can't, because it just is an idea that lives in our mind. You know, you could imagine some, like, okay, I'm going to build this one person like rocket ship or whatever, and you get that, you get a clear picture of it in your mind, and you go try and build it, and it's like, oh, wait a second, I don't know how to build anything, really. I can't you know, never used a blowtorch, worked with titanium, I don't know how you make a rocket booster. Yeah, so, you know, that's the kind of the analogy for it, is like, we can come up with great ideas or goals or things, but there's another piece of it that needs to be in place for it to actually turn into something real, right? But it's easy for us to forget that. You know, it's easy for us to come up with, you know, an idealized version of how we want things to go. And then whenever we push towards that and it doesn't work out, we can get really, like, disappointed. We can get, you know, bummed out. We can beat ourselves up. We can go, you know, lose our passion or our steam or whatever like that. And, you know, that happens a lot, happens to a lot of people. But I think understanding that things won't always work out exactly how we imagine is a really useful tool. And I'm just speaking from experience here. Like, whenever you, if you can be present in those moments where what you had hoped would work out doesn't work out, then you can notice some really interesting things happening in your mind. normally we're going to react emotionally whenever things don't work out. We're going to feel negative emotions, disappointment, frustration, anger, and so on. But if you can just, you know, move into things with the understanding that stuff won't always work how you imagine, and that that's okay, and that that's natural, it frees you from having those negative emotional reactions, and it gives you a little bit more space to be curious and to just kind of observe, like, what's going on in your mind. And so what's really interesting is that in the moment of kind of things not coming together, our minds are these incredible, like, problem-solving machines. It's one of the reasons we're a very successful organism, is because we're always looking for ways to overcome, to put things together, you know, two and two together, to over, you know, to create possibilities. We're very creative animals. And so if you watch in that moment where things don't work out and you're just present with what's going on in your mind, you'll actually see that your mind reacts with a bunch of other possibilities. It's really interesting. You know, and that just comes from our evolutionary, you know, the evolutionary aspect of our minds. It's a survival tool, really. Because if you're walking through the jungle and you come upon a raging river, and you see, like, oh, well, there's lots of fresh berries to eat on the other side of that river, and on this side of the river, there's just thorns and vines and whatnot, and I'm going to need to get to the other side of that to eat and to survive. You're not just going to walk up to the river and go, well, I guess that's it. I guess I'm starving to death. The initial idea I had didn't work out, so that's too bad. No, your mind immediately goes, okay, let's look up the river, let's look down. Is there, you know, low water over here? Are there any rocks I can use? Can I kind of build some way to, like, strap myself to a tree over here so that I can get across it? You know, you just instantly start thinking of, like, what's another creative solution to make this work, because we need to make it work, right? We're just designed to have those thoughts. But normally, if, you know, if you are invested in the kind of the egoic aspect of this, of, you know, some type of goal, then when it gets, you know, happens, then you, the negative emotions flood that natural creative aspect of our brain that's there to solve our problems. And so in that situation, you look and you'll see, you know, in the moment of impact, as it were, you'll see, like, oh man, here's all these other possibilities. Interesting. And then being open enough and curious enough and kind of honestly, like, over yourself enough to go, like, actually, this is pretty interesting. This is an interesting way to, like, get to that, back on that path. And then you start following that instead of just stopping and feeling overwhelmed. You can often create, I find this again and again and again. What happens is that whenever you're expecting things to go a certain way, and then there's something that keeps that from happening, the reflective state of mind that helps you look for another solution is almost always a better outcome than the one that you were going for in the first place. I mean, perhaps it's because the place inside yourself in which responds with greater opportunities is, like, a truer, more unfiltered, more, or a less overly intellectualized version of your thinking. And so it really kind of connects almost like subconscious wisdom as opposed to kind of prefrontal noise. But whatever the case is, like, for me, time and time again, like, I'll want things to be going a certain way. They won't work out. I'll observe what's arising in my mind, find this other solution, and then later I'll be like, I am so glad that that thing I wanted to work out didn't work out that way, because this is so much better. And here's the key, highlight this in your mind. I wouldn't have been able to think this thought without the other thing not working out. Really valuable thing to consider and really useful. It's a way to keep progressing, way to keep from feeling kind of like disappointed and going down a, you know, a negative path. And it's a way to use your brain's naturally equipped problem solving to continue like flourishing and to continue moving forward in creative and interesting ways. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Hope it was useful and creative for you. As always, thank you for listening and share this with your friends. If you like, rate the show. I appreciate that. And until next time, much love.